Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of the stories everybody is talking about in Chicago today is what happened at a small Jewish cemetery. The stones have been vandalized with swastikas and was it on one or more of the graves, David, that they wrote Kanye was right?
My understanding, it is one of the grave sites, but you know, there were more than a dozen that were vandalized with swastikas and others that were just vandalized in general.
David Goldenberg joins us, the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League for the Midwest. And this is crushing for those families whose stones have been there. That cemetery is over 100 years old, right?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, the desecration of Jewish graves is as low as it gets. And frankly, it's also as cowardly as it gets.
I know that one of the graves was representing someone who fought bravely in World War II, 50 missions and a B-17. And when they write Kanye was right and they do R-I-T-E, is that a form of, you know, adding to the hate speech or the hate that's already been demonstrated? Or is that just an idiot that doesn't know how to spell right?
You know, I pretend not to try to get into the minds of some of these individuals, but I think looking at this incident in general is recognizing it that it's an anti-Semitic incident that should be investigated as a hate crime. And, you know, we know that when it comes to hate crimes, it's not just the individual who's affected, but it's often the entire community that was targeted. And, you know, let's be clear, but a swastika is a hate symbol. When it appears, the intention is to elicit fear and intimidation. And so when we see these appear, clearly targeting a Jewish cemetery, clearly an incident of anti-Semitism and of hate, it's quite troubling. And it's not surprising that it sends shockwaves not only through the Jewish community, but other targeted communities as well.
Absolutely. David Goldenberg is with us. He is the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League. Let's talk about what has happened in the past few weeks with Kanye, with Kyrie, with Dave Chappelle's appearance on Saturday Night Live Saturday. Where do you stand and what do you have to say about those issues, those people?
Listen, I think that those incidents that you're talking about, what occurred in Waukegan yesterday, really they're the latest example of what we fear that could become the normalization of anti-Semitism, right? And, you know, those individuals you were talking about, you know, when leaders have platforms and the platforms that, you know, that have incredible reach, and when they choose to use that those platforms to spread hate, misinformation, lies, that's problematic and it's concerning. And so for us, at least, you know, we try to believe in what we call the council culture, and that is by bringing people in and helping them understand why their words are harmful, what the impact of their words. And in some of those cases, individuals double down on it. You know, as we saw with Kanye, and you know, I think the overwhelming concern that has been expressed is important. But I often look at it as that when you have a platform, and by the way, that platform can be big or small, like yours and Steve's, or it could be smaller, just sitting around the kitchen table. You have a platform to spread love and to reject hate, and how you use that is just so important.
I'll tell you what, David, I am the daughter of a father who fought against the Nazis in World War II, and I feel at this point in my life, there is a rise bigger than what we have seen in my lifetime since that era, you know, since my dad's era. And mm-hmm. It's not just happening here in Chicago, but the numbers in Chicago, I see the number 400%. Talk to me about what's happening.
Yeah, look, ADL's been tracking anti-Semitic incidents since 1979. And last year was the highest total number of incidents that we've ever tracked. And four of the last 5 years have been the highest total that we've ever tracked. And in Illinois, over the last 5 years, so between 2016 and 2021, we tracked a 430% increase in anti-Semitic incidents. And I can tell you, while we don't have our totals for 2022, I can tell you anecdotally that by Halloween of this year, we had already responded to more incidents of hate, anti-Semitism, and other issues of bias than we had the entire all of last year, right? So the trends are not good. The trends are deeply concerning. I think people are more brazen these days. I think that when you have these incidents, like you said, with like Kanye and others who use their platforms to spread hate and misinformation, they give sort of like this tacit approval to people that it's okay to do that. And that's when we start talking about the normalization of anti-Semitism and the normalization of hate. But what I think about it, though, too, is that people might also need the encouragement and the cover to do the right thing and to speak out against this type of hate. So if you and I and others use our platforms to speak out against hate, to speak out against anti-Semitism, we can also give them the cover to do the right thing and to speak out and join us.
I think the curriculum in schools has changed as well. I see a lot of buzz about that online, that many schools don't even cover the Holocaust anymore. Is that something that you investigate, something that you know about?
Look, it is a mandate in the state of Illinois that Holocaust education occur. It's not an annual thing that is like every kid every single year that they're taught about it. It's at different points during their academic career in the K-12 space. And look, we know that kids who learn about the Holocaust are more empathetic. They're more likely to speak out against incidents of hate. And we know that it's important. And look, and the experience that we've had also with, and the successes we've had with Holocaust education, I think added oomph to the work that when Illinois became last year the first state in the country to mandate the teaching of Asian American history. And so it's really important to understand these things. And some of the things that we also do is beyond the K-12 space, but as companies do work in the DEI world, in the DEI space, we encourage them to also make sure that they're educating their employees about anti-Semitism. And that's an important lesson and an important knowledge base to understand the history of tropes, etc.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. And I'm saddened for everyone involved. I just can't imagine if I went into the cemetery and discovered that my parents' graves had been, you know, sprayed with swastikas or anything. It's just, it's pure hate. And hopefully that will teach our children a better way. And maybe we can all rise above it one day.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak out and to create space on your show, because it is important not to pretend that these incidents don't occur, but instead take them head on.
Absolutely. That is David Goldenberg, Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League.